From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pro-Russian rebels appear to have taken another eastern Ukrainian target in its sights. Pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine are reportedly massing near the port city Mariupol and continue attacking government positions despite a multilateral Nash ceasefire. The rebels Monday consolidated their hold on the town of Debaltseve after Ukrainian forces withdrew last week. Jen Psaki is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
The United States remains troubled by the continuing violations of the ceasefire around Debaltseve, the coastal city of Mariupol, and other locations in eastern Ukraine, all of which lie beyond the ceasefire line agreed to by all sides in Minsk in September and again in February.
The foreign ministers of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France are to sit down Tuesday in Paris to discuss the status of that Minsk ceasefire. In Sierra Leone, the Aberdeen district of the capital Freetown has been blocked off following a spike in Ebola cases. The source of the latest outbreak appears to be a fisherman who arrived by boat from another town. Patrick Tombi is another fisherman.
We're praying to God for Ebola to be finished in Sierra Leone so we can be helping ourselves. We are not happy. Just what you say, we have been sleeping. No bed, no nothing, but we have food. But the food is not enough because we are many.
Boats have been moored and fishing nets put aside in the region. All economic activity has been halted. Meanwhile, more than 20 children have been quarantined at a British-run orphanage close to the capital, Freetown, after a staff member became infected with a deadly virus. A Japanese anti-Ebola drug being tested in Guinea is showing some promise, cutting in half mortality rates among some patients with a low or moderate Ebola count. Ebola has taken nearly 9,200 lives with nearly 23,000 known cases. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday said the U.S. has the right ingredients in its anti-Islamic State strategy, saying the IS group is hardly invincible. Mr. Carter made the statement after holding hours-long discussions with U.S. military and diplomatic personnel in Kuwait. He acknowledged a need for some improvement, hinting U.S. allies could do more in the fight, while the U.S. can do a better job using social media to counter IS messaging.
And our discussion this afternoon affirmed the seriousness and the complexity of the threat posed by ISIL, especially in an interconnected and networked world. Lasting defeat of this brutal group can and will be accomplished.
Mr. Carter says the U.S.-led air campaign against IS is going well and that the U.S. military is well-suited to carry out a longer-term effort to train and equip Syrian opposition rebel forces. French authorities say they blocked six citizens headed to Syria from leaving the country under a new anti-terrorism law designed to curb the flow of foreign fighters. Meanwhile, the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle Monday officially joined the U.S.-led coalition against IS in Iraq, following a promise by the French government in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo massacre in Paris to ramp up its anti-IS participation. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday suspended its participation in UN-brokered talks on the future of the North African country, although its reasoning has been held back. It follows attacks claimed by the Islamic State in which at least 40 people were killed in the eastern town of Kuba on Friday. The national unity talks were to take place Thursday in Morocco. Meanwhile, Amnesty International Monday charged Egypt with killing at least seven civilians in its airstrikes aimed at IS targets following the mass beheadings last week of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians. Two shopping malls, one in the United States, the other in Canada, are operating with higher security measures following a terrorist threat made by the Somali-based militant group Al-Shabaab that appeared to call for attacks on Western shopping malls. Jeff Potts is the Bloomington, Minnesota police chief, where the Mall of America stands.
We have protocols in place that as things happen, we can ramp up, and we've implemented some of those strategies. Some of them include additional personnel. Some of them are things that people wouldn't notice while they're walking around, but we've made some enhancements.
A White House spokesman Monday said there's no evidence of a credible threat to Mall of America, but said Americans should remain vigilant. Two California men have been sentenced to 25 years in prison for conspiring to support terrorists and kill Americans overseas. Federal prosecutors say Soheil Omar Kabir and Ralph DeLeon were sentenced for their part in a plot to train with Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.